FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. It is the first Wednesday of the month. I cannot believe it's like the 4th of December already. I don't know where time is flying, but it is flying. Whew. This means, of course, we have our in-house astrologer, and which means it's Nancy. And this is very exciting always because we get to talk about what's going on in the universal sky. And well, at least we have this positive little break. Let's just leave it at that. We got this positive thing happening. We're good. Yeah. So anyway, welcome, Nancy.
Thank you.
And I guess we're gonna talk about using the energy of this positive time while we have it.
Yes. Yeah, it's truly about tapping into the vibe right now. You know, we're entering into the holiday season, and it's always chaotic this time of year. But what I'm finding is, even though we're flying through the month of December already, we're totally the archer's arrow, flying through the month of December, it's like there's a lot of really good, juicy stuff happening, right? So really take a look at the opportunities that are becoming available in your lives. And tap into this really positive vibration that's with us right now, because it's not always here. We'll talk about that a little later. So totally take advantage of this feel-good energy that's happening now. And it's happening with a couple of things. The new moon was a couple days ago, which totally escaped my mind. But it was really a graceful energy. So there was this energy of enlightenment. And if you really have strong attachments, then you may have found the enlightenment energy a little bit more shocking. But if you're not really attached and you're just kind of going with the flow, then it's enlightening, because it's like taking a weight off of you and allowing yourself to breathe and just really being open to following the direction that the universe is taking you in. Because everybody's being led down a specific path right now. And the outcome of that path, or the intention of the outcome of that path, is enlightenment, which is to feel lighter. And when we feel lighter, we're more aligned with our soul's vibration. We're operating at a higher vibrational rate of speed. It's just a better feeling overall. So it's about, you know, letting go of those attachments that are keeping you held back, keeping you in that lower vibrational frequency, and just opening up and feeling really good.
Well, I gotta like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and not a lot is happening right now. So we had the new moon on December 2nd. The next major thing is December 12th.
Right.
And so, which just happens to be my birthday as well.
Yes, it does.
Oh, sorry, that was a little ego slip there. No, it got nothing to do with my birthday, unfortunately. It has to do with Jupiter trine Uranus, which is a beneficial energy. It's now when Jupiter and Uranus, or not Uranus, my apologies, Jupiter trine Saturn. When Jupiter and Saturn interact, there's a real push-pull energy. But this is a harmonious interaction when we have a trine between the two of them. So the push-pull is a nice balance. So if we look at Jupiter independently, it's about growth and expansion and, you know, really big, big things happening. And when we look at Saturn, it's the opposite. It's limiting. It's restricting. It's the opposite of Jupiter. So, and it's a heavier energy. So when we have the two interacting now in a, if it's a difficult energy, then it's not as difficult as what it could be, say, if Saturn was interacting with another planet. But typically this, it's an energy of feeling like we're being pushed back and forth and back and forth, from like periods of growth and openness to periods of restriction and feeling very, very closed off. But with the trine, it creates a nice balance between the ability to have fun and work. Now, there's not too many people in today's society that can say that they have fun at work. I like to think I do, for the most part, but not everybody does. And a lot of people, you know, to them, work is the exact opposite of fun. But this is where we get to find a nice balance between the two. So integrating those fun concepts at work, or when you're at work, you're not noticing it as restricting. It's a little bit more open and lighthearted. There's the ability to be responsible, so to hold on to the responsibilities and continue forward with the responsibilities that you're taking, and to utilize those responsibilities as opportunities to expand different areas of your life. So it's a confident energy where we have the ability to tap into really good judgment. And when we make decisions around this time or within this vibration, we're making them from a place of good judgment that will ensure a long-term success. So the downside to this is a lot of people take this energy for granted, and you will let opportunities slip through your fingers because, and that's the ease of Jupiter, right? So it's a little more difficult to notice an opportunity, right? Or to notice an opportunity for what it is. So there's a tendency to wait because we're in this feel good kind of energy. I don't want to make any responsible decisions right now. And the opportunity will then pass us by. So that's where we need to take advantage of the opportunities. So it's really about using wise and considered action in opportunities. The key word there is taking the action. Jupiter's going to say, I don't need to take action. I've got lots and lots and lots of time. But you don't. You need to take action when the opportunity arises.
Right. And I guess, you know, and because there's some positive energy, I mean, it's just, it's do it. Like, just stop,
yeah.
Stop worrying about it. Just do it.
Right. But, and the difficulty is, and this is where there's a little conflict between the soul and the individual, or the, you know, the ego and the soul. And that is when we're in these happy, happy, joy, joy moments, we're just really enjoying it. We're not looking at what we need to do on a level of responsibility, because that feels like it's taking away from that happiness and those feelings of joy. So there's a tendency sometimes to avoid, even though we're still following through with an aspect of responsibility, of not going too deep into what do I need to do to ensure success. But with this particular vibration, okay, it's saying we have that balance. So use it. So when we're in too much ease, we won't use it. We'll just wait, right? We procrastinate and then the opportunity passes. But here it's saying the universe is going to balance it out a little bit and give you that little tiny bit that you need to take action, but you still need to use your free will to initiate the action. So very important.
I'll just take this opportunity to tell people that you are obviously going to be doing readings today, so you can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685, or you can send an instant feedback. Just be really clear about what you're wanting, and because it's Nancy, add in your date of birth, because she looks at the vibration of your date of birth to answer your questions. Cool. All right, and... Okay. So I know that we got a lot of stuff happening. Have we talked about the full moon?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Okay. That's coming up.
So shortly after the 12th, on December 17th, we have the full moon in the sign of Gemini. And on the exact same day, Uranus stations direct. So the full moon in the sign of you know, whenever we're dealing with Gemini, we're dealing with duality. So there's always two faces to the Gemini vibration. And it's not a good face and an evil face, although many people can say that, okay? But there's multiple sides. It's not just two. I think the word there is, the key word is multiple. So how we experience the energy, again, is based on each individual's perspective. This particular full moon is really about the appreciation of beauty while trusting in the process of transformation. So everybody defines beauty in their own way, okay? To me, something that's beautiful, you know, makes you feel good. And that's really about what I mean by the concept of beauty here. It's about tapping into those vibrations that make you feel good. Now, with the duality, it would be the things that don't make us feel good, right? And again, it's about, so like this moon is in alignment with everything that we've been going through. We've been going through transformation. We've been going through release, letting go, physical, emotional, mental stuff we've been letting go of. And this kind of brings it back to that we're still reducing what we don't need with this particular moon. So we're still working through the transformational process, which means letting go of things that don't serve so that we can embrace those things that do serve. I think the key with this particular moon is focusing on what you like or what you find beautiful or what brings you joy versus the negative qualities of what we're letting go of. Right? And I think like the key is to remain aligned in that place of inspiration, the inspiration being beauty, while we go through the transformation. Because I think if you're there, then you're working with the law of attraction, you're working with the powers of manifestation, and through that process, as well as other universal laws as well, but if you hold it in the higher vibration, if you hold it in that place of beauty, as you work through it, there's going to be some very strong energy being sent out, especially with Uranus stationing direct. Uranus rules the concept of energy, and this particular retrograde with Uranus was all about chaos or freedom. And we've been walking that fine line between the chaotic feeling and this feeling of freedom. So we're on the verge of stepping into true freedom. And the moon's going to allow us to see, so the full moon fully illuminates the night sky. Our unconscious mind will become illuminated in the point that we will be able to see what it is we need to finally let go of in order to step into that place of freedom. Okay? Now, whether or not we remember what that is, because we're given the opportunity to remember it, we're given a snapshot. So it's kind of like a flash is going off in the dark of your mind. And you have, during that flash, you have the ability to see what you need to let go of in its totality so that you can fully step into that place of freedom. But the thing is, we need to take advantage of everything that's being shown to us in the situations that we're going through. Okay. And then know when to make those decisions and use the energy of this insight to its fullest. Because when we're dealing with this opportunity energy and this lighter energy, okay, we have a tendency to be lazy. And we take it for granted. So I'm going to say it again. Do not take anything for granted. Any opportunities that are coming up in the next 2 weeks. This goes a couple days after the 17th. So let's say around the 19th. So from now until the 19th, any opportunities that come your way, you need to fully embrace them. You need to step and just do it. Make the decision to move forward instead of holding on to all the weightful junk of the past.
Okay, well,
although I haven't gotten a cue, this is usually time we break, so why don't we go to our first break? You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky. Check out our website. If you have some questions, this would be a great time to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in and send feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting and add in your date of birth for Nancy. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
You've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Nancy Aruda from Universal Sky. We are talking about what's up in the Universal Sky and really wanting to really hone home on the fact that, you know, take advantage of the positive energy that's here for the next couple of weeks. Really, really, really want to hit that home for you guys. Because, well, we may have an opportunity to talk about what's happening beginning
after
the,
that.
Yeah. If not, just really take advantage of this. So, okay, so we are, the lines are open, so give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in instant feedback again. Come in instant feedback. Be really clear about what it is you want. Don't ask general questions and add in your date of birth. All right, well, we already have our first caller. It's Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, ladies. Thanks so much. I enjoy this show. I listen to quite often. I had sent an instant feedback to both of you. I think it was back in late October, maybe?
Yeah, it was a month ago. We remember exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. And I just certainly would love to get any insights today because I am working on looking for a better position. Things are just taking a real long time. Anything you can share would be helpful.
Okay. So is it a new business? Like you're starting, like is this a, it's not a job, but you're actually starting up a business for yourself?
Well, I'm working on that on the side, but at the same time, I am looking for a more lucrative position.
Okay. So there's two things going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, like I'm really getting that something has happened in the last little while that's created like quite a shift for you. It doesn't necessarily appear very positive. Is it more on a, like, what's happened? Because something seems to have happened that's kind of dramatic for you.
Mm-hmm. Just some relationships where I'm relying on others and it's not coming through. They're not coming through and it's caused tremendous tension.
Right. Okay. And so this is in your job versus
job and also finances with an ex, you know, it's just all the way around.
Okay. So that explains. Okay, so there's a lot of things that seem to be going on and relationships tend to be, you know, part of the typical issue that we grow through. Okay. And so that's, relationships are always coming up to help us resolve things, to shift things, to move in different directions and to assist us also to heal some of the past patterns. So in your relationship, if you could look at, just looking at forgiveness and shifting that vibration, even the ones in your work as well, shifting that so that when you do step into something else, you don't carry that old vibration with you and just recreate it. So that's part of what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. I do see something new coming up that looks very positive for you, but you have to work through these fears and these blocks and the things that have been sort of holding you in this certain pattern. And you're feeling really stuck right now, like you're feeling very restricted, and it's like you're not really seeing a way out. And part of what I'm getting is, you know, you need to really hold on to this independent energy that is you, and, you know, maybe shut out some of the other stuff that has been, like the emotional stuff that has sort of been affecting you, and just focus on the path that you want to see forward, and really base it on like the truth, like what is true to you, and just allow some of this energy to start shifting. Nancy?
Okay, so what I get is you need to start relying on you. Stop expecting other people to assist you in the way that you want them to assist you. You need to make choices for yourself based on what you feel you want. And what you're doing right now is making choices based on what you think everybody else wants you to make. So, yes, you're looking for a job or a career. You know, you're focusing on your career because you want to succeed in life, but you're not doing that for you. you're doing that for the expectations of everybody else around you, whether that be like, you know, your loans or debts or living situation or whatever. It's, there's a part of you that doesn't want to do it. So you need to choose, what do I want? You need to get very, very clear on what it is that you want. You need to cut away all the BS that's associated to what you don't want and just start moving forward.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense, but like it's pretty clear that you're interfering what you want with what you think you want. And that's where you're getting that unbalance. And that's why your business isn't going where you want it to, because you really don't know where you want your business to go. Yes, you want to be in business, but at the same time, there's a part of you that's like, I don't have the energy to put in the work that needs to be done. But if you don't have the energy for the work, then it's like, really, you don't have the energy for the business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, you need, does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm kind of in a quandary because I need the income, but it, you know, I don't have a lot of time to wait to get it going. So I'm kind of in a pickle.
Yeah. So continue to look for a job and make that your priority. Okay. Mm-hmm. And allow the business to be there on the side for when you have the energy to put into it. Right. But if you're really dependent on an income for survival and you're
right.
hoping your business is going to make some huge shift in the next
mm-hmm.
3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
it can make shifts, but I don't think it's going to make the shift that you need to survive. So you need to focus on, what do I need for me right now? And that's an income.
Exactly.
Right. So,
yeah.
you know, and it doesn't mean it's in alignment with your business. It doesn't mean that income's in alignment with the career that you choose. It means you need to get an income.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So just choose that. Do the work that's necessary to drive that outcome. Okay? So if it's like getting a job at a coffee shop temporarily, it might not be your best choice, but it's fulfilling the need, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then with that leftover energy, focus on your business.
Mm-hmm.
Because that I need the money is distracting you from doing what you need to do in your business.
Sure. 100%. It's a tricky situation.
Yeah, and it's also based on expectations, right? So we have expectations for ourselves, and we don't want to put ourselves in a position that, you know, doesn't fulfill those expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But we really need to look at it in terms of, or you need to look at it in terms of priority, right?
Right.
And it's not about the moment-by-moment outcome. That's just the work that has to be done, okay? All of it may not be fulfilling. You just need to take those steps, and once you do, everything else will fall into place.
Okay. That's helpful. I appreciate
Perfect.
Both of your insight. It helps.
Good.
Good.
Well,
you take care, Sandy.
Thanks so much. You too.
All right. Why don't we start with Aaron? We only have a couple minutes before our next break, but why don't we bring Aaron on and we'll start and just hear what's going on with her. Hi, Aaron.
Hi there.
Okay. Sounds like you got some heavy stuff going on.
Yeah. It almost sounds like some of the stuff your last caller had going on, too. And a lot of things Nancy said at the start of the show just really rang true for me. And I hadn't thought about this transformation business, but I guess that's what I'm going through. I got laid off about 2 weeks ago, so I'm in a bit of a panic. I am a single mom with two kids, and I'm struggling with a difficult divorce and trying not to worry about all that stuff.
Right.
But it's not easy.
No, of course. Wow, I get some really positive stuff happening for you in the next little while. I mean, it's not about trying. I mean, it's difficult when finances kind of come into the picture because all of our fears, like it's a kind of global issue. It's so much more than just a personal issue because it's a fear base that's been
right.
kind of brought down collectively in the unconscious. And it's being fed all the time with the environment, the financial environment that we were in. So it's a matter of sort of taking that aside and just really focusing on what it is that you're truly wanting. I don't want to go into too much because we need to go to break, but I see
okay.
a lot of really positive things. So, why don't we go to break now and just stay on the line, Aaron, and we'll both finish this off when we get back. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, NewSkyRadio.com, and Psychic Radio, PsychicOnAir.com. Powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo is unlike any talk radio station. With a mission to improve the world, one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Arruda today, who is our in-house astrologer, and we've been talking about what's been going on with the universal sky. We've also been doing some readings. Phone lines are open. You can give us a call. We do have a couple of old instant feedbacks from like a month ago that we still never got a chance to do. We will go into those if no one contacts us. We are here. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in instant feedback and just be clear and add in your date of birth. Right before the break, we were talking with Aaron. And Aaron, I really get a really positive vibe, but I was talking with Nancy and did I say a but there? Because there's no but. I was talking with Nancy during the break, and I want her to kind of take this over because she's got a lot more detailed information than I picked up. So,
okay,
Nancy,
great. Go
for it.
Okay, so the first thing, when I looked at your planets, I saw you have a lot of water energy in your chart. And what that means is you're highly empathic. You feel everything that's going on around you. And based with your moon is either in Cancer or Leo, because then that depends on the time of day, because it was in both signs on the day that you were born. So your biggest concern is your family, and in this case, it's your children.
Yeah.
Okay, and it doesn't matter which one it's in, either Cancer, which is family, Leo, which is children. So there's this, you know, you're really looking at what you don't have in this point in time, which is triggering a lot of fear within
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's a part of you that needs to work through that and say, okay, so if I look at my situation and take it for what it is, without the emotional attachment and the fear of providing for my family, let's just look at this practically, as if you're looking at somebody else's life, you know, you're going to see very clearly that you don't have to be in this fearful place, okay? So being in a place of fear right now is a choice. So you need to make the choice and not be fearful. Continue to look for a job to drive an income. And I know you have children and you need to take care of those children. You also need to get a lawyer, okay, if you don't have a lawyer, that's going to work in your best interest when it comes to your family, okay, and ensuring the survival of your children. It is a family lawyer, so you're looking for someone who specializes in family law, and that has a very good track record.
So she has someone, yes.
Okay.
Does she have the right one?
Huh?
Ensure
I'm just
that
wondering if you have the right one.
Yeah, I think you do.
Okay. I was going to say, just ensure that they have a good track record, okay,
yeah.
In terms of their level of success.
She's
don't
good and
look
she's very
at.
Expensive.
Okay, I'm glad you said female. Don't look at the dollar that you have to pay the lawyer.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. Okay.
Okay.
But you really need to focus and continue focusing on the best interest of your children. You need to take yourself out of that place of fear. Turn that fear into empowerment, not greed, not ego, but empowerment. Okay, so that it's not wasting and draining your energy, it's inspiring and fueling your energy.
Okay,
because it can work either way. It's just how we choose to direct it. Now, because you're ultra sensitive and you have a tendency to absorb the feelings of everything that's going on around you, I'm going to tell you, stop listening to the news. Stop involving yourself in any negative society situations. Okay, like, yeah, if you got to go to work, go to work. But choose to not focus on mass fear.
Okay.
Because you get sucked down that path very easily.
I do. Yes.
Yeah. And that has to do, this is something in this lifetime that you're learning. Okay. To put yourself first, you need to learn how to put yourself before the needs of anybody else.
Okay.
Okay. And like, and a part of yourself is your children. So I'm not talking about putting yourself before your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids are part of you. So it's about putting you and your children first above the needs of everybody else. Okay. I think what's pulling your energy is you're more concerned about the needs of other people in terms of what's this person going to say. You know, I still have expectations with my ex that I have to meet on A, B, C, and D. And you know what?
Yeah.
You don't need to meet his expectations anymore.
Okay.
It's that simple. You need to meet the expectations of your children. You need to fulfill the obligations of being a mother and taking care of your kids. But then by no means does that mean meet his expectations. You can find a balance of his expectations, but you don't have to put yourself second in order to make those needs first.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It helps a lot, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there is new love energy coming in. So, Lori, you want to take over on that one?
Sure. Yeah. No, I've picked up, like, one, you're going to get everything that you want, okay? So be really clear about what it is that you're wanting when through the divorce and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the money is coming. The money will be there. I know you're, like, again, the fear part,
it's hard not to get caught up in that, but just let that go. Cause everything is around you. Like it really is. And I do get a relationship coming. There's a new relationship coming and I don't know that necessarily ready for it, but I get that.
Enough. You know,
yeah. I get though that, you know, everything's kind of been, it may feel like a bit of a shock to you of all of the stuff happening all at once, but it's been a long time coming. And I think you've been,
it's been 2 years I've been going through this divorce and trying to, you know.
Okay. So get into a place of forgiveness. It's not about him. Just let go of all the stuff that's kind of happened. Take care of yourself and your kids. Be empowered and, you know, it's coming. So I get really, again, really, really positive stuff happening around you, like extraordinarily positive stuff. So
wow.
It's just like you need
add,
a little
even
help.
Though it's been hard.
Yeah.
Even though it's been hard, this is mm-hmm. actually very, very good for you.
Oh yeah.
Very, very good. Like you have okay. nothing to compare this goodness to. So,
okay.
and I'm not saying
relax.
Wait, just allow it to come in to full
okay.
play.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everything is going to be around you. And maybe this relationship's going to come when you least expect it because it doesn't sound like you're ready yet, but mm-hmm. everything is going to come together and you're going to feel a lot better about yourself, come this new year. This is going to be a good year for you.
Great.
So.
Really great.
Yeah, so just let go of all the stuff and start feeling the, you know, the empowerment, the joy again. Like start feeling
joy, yeah.
You know that things are actually starting to move for you and just, you know, trust and let go. Like let go of the pain,
worry.
Thing. Yeah, and the pain, like the anger.
Yeah.
And, you know, let go of all that stuff. Forgive him, forgive yourself. And just, you know that you are going to be taken care of because you really are.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
helps.
You very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So I know that we had some other instant feedbacks from a while back. Did you want to start with after Raul was Julia?
Yes.
Julia. That's interesting. What we see around her divorce and moving to Colorado, from Colorado to Florida and moving forward in her life. Okay. Let me see what I get, Julia. I don't know if you're going to be listening, but hopefully you are. And then we'll go to break before Nancy gets a chance to talk. Yeah, all right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what I'm getting is the signals all show that you are moving into a more of a partnership. So I don't know if Florida means you're moving in with somebody or if it's just a better fit for you, but there does seem to be some sort of partnership around it. Again, it could also be with your work. So maybe there's a better partnership with regards to your work. It feels like things have been kind of a burden for you, but new things are about to spring forward. So there's new things that are about to happen in your life that are going to allow, you know, a lot of new movement and a lot of new things for you. But you do want to look at this, you know, this burden, because I think you've been holding on to, kind of similar to Sandy in our last call, just holding on to a lot of the things that have happened in the past and, you know, old patterns and old things. And as Nancy was talking at the beginning of the show, like we're moving into a really, really positive period. And if you want to take advantage of this energy to really, you know, move forward, like anything that is, you know, that opportunities come along, like take them. So I get that you will be rewarded. I just, there's some, you know, heaviness around you with regards to you just feeling overburdened with life, with work, with, you know, where you are, with what you're wanting to do. I guess the divorce, everything kind of shifting. And so, think about that. Nancy's going to come back with a reading when we come back from break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky.
We'll be right back. You can give us a call if you want a reading. We'll take one more caller, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here. Despite your destination. Under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what.
The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Arruda today with from Universal Sky. We're talking about what's been going on and doing some readings. All right, so I think I finished off Julia's.
Yeah.
Yes. So go ahead, Nance. Okay.
Okay, so I'm getting a lot of the similar energy that you did, like lots of this new beginning energy coming in, a lot of movement. So I think, you know, making that choice to move from Seattle, Colorado?
I think so.
Okay. To Florida is a good decision. I'm also getting like a lot of fulfillment. So there's a lot of like positive energy coming into play here. And it's really not that hard. So like this whole moving and making that choice. But it's part of Julia's natural tendency to create this, you know, quote, I need to struggle or I need to make it hard. So, but what I want to say is like, you've already gone through the biggest challenges. Now it's just about follow through. So, you know, just continue to choose to move forward. You may be questioning, you know, why you're moving to Florida. I'm getting it's not just, oh, I'm going to move to this state. There's a reason you're being pulled there. And without specifically knowing the reason, then I can't really tap into additional questions around it. Mm-hmm. Let movement inspire you. So if you feel like moving, then make the move. Mm-hmm. Right. And it feels good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got that too. And, that things will definitely shift when you do that, that things definitely move forward. All right. So our last one from a month ago, pretty funny. We do eventually get to you, was Lisa, and she wanted to know if we could tell if there's any increased income in her future, as in a raise, because I guess she's obviously employed. Okay. So let me just pull this up. Sorry. I usually get prepared and I didn't do that. Okay. Oh, well, I'm getting some very, I'm definitely getting a yes on that answer. So I don't know what you're doing, Lisa, but things look like they're getting better for you for sure. I'm getting a lot of actually interesting cards for you. Again, something about a partnership. There's a very loving, open male within that's coming to you or has already in with you that may have a big piece of this. You're looking specifically for a raise, which means you want to stay in the place you're at. I don't know if it's your boss or if there's just somebody else in your life that's also making you feel really good right now, but there's some really positive energy, and hopefully this is part of this, you know, the next 2 weeks of, you know, really nice vibes that we can sort of work with and play with. And basically I'm just getting, you know, have faith, just trust that it's just going to happen. And I see, you know, it all happening for you. So that's what I'm getting, Nancy.
Yeah, it's really open. And again, I don't know if it's the energy we're working with right now, but there's that, take those leaps of faith that you need to take, you know, step into those opportunities that are presented. If you want something at work, don't be afraid to communicate it. Be very, very clear about the message you want to communicate and follow the rules, right? So you can't go through it in an underhanded way or else that will not look so good. But if you're being very clear within your communications and you're providing evidence as to why you believe you're entitled to a raise and you're clear about it and, you know, your actions support that because past actions need to support it as well, then it looks like it's coming your way.
Yeah.
I'm getting this love vibration too. So, lighthearted male coming in.
Yeah, like a really, really nice energy.
Yeah. And if you're in a relationship, because you may be, and if you're in one, then it's really about the dynamic of your relationship changing into a more lighthearted vibe.
Nice.
Which is nice, yeah.
Yeah. And again, why don't you just, because there is some more difficult aspects that are coming up that we'll talk about in the next show. Just reinforce again for the Nancy how to take advantage of this positive vibe.
You really need to look at what's working in your life right now. Okay. Sure, there's stuff that doesn't work. Okay. That will manage itself. Focus on what is working and expand on what is working. And when you feel inspired to take an action, whether it be an action you would normally take or it would be an action that you would only think of taking and never take, you need to act on it. Okay? So If you're inspired to move in a specific direction, you need to take those steps that will take you on that path. And the reason being is we're being given this window of opportunity of 2 to 3 weeks to embrace all this good energy, all these opportunities that are coming up, because towards the end of the year, and this is in towards the end, this is once the winter season kicks in on
our solstice,
the 21st. Not only is it the solstice, which is an initiation of change, every solstice initiates a form of change, one form of change or another, Venus goes retrograde. And when Venus goes retrograde, we are transforming our values and beliefs as well as our relationships, particularly relationships with women. So there's a tendency for low energy on a personal level, and not knowing how to get unstuck. So we're given the opportunity right now to get unstuck. Use it right now before we get into a heavier energy that's coming in. So I can't stress enough how positive the energy is right now, no matter what's going on in your life.
Yeah, just take advantage of it and really enjoy it. And, you know, we don't like to give, you know, difficult news, especially coming into the holiday season, but it doesn't necessarily mean that everything's going to be bad. It just means that we're going to be relooking at certain things. And, you know, well, we'll talk more about that when we have our next show.
It will be different than today's show.
Yes, which is on the 18th that Nancy's going to be back. So we'll talk more about, you know, the kind of Christmas and how to, you know, I guess maybe how to prepare so that it's not so challenging. And, we'll talk all about that when we come back, because we want to give you something to be working towards so that it becomes an easier time for you. All right. Well, thank you again, Nancy. It's always awesome having you on.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, and we've been on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.